Joined here by head coach Glenn O'Neill. Coach, congratulations. Wow, what a game it was here this afternoon.
Great game. Not just because we won, just, the way both teams battled back and, never had a, ounce of quit in them. Both teams could have rolled over a couple times, and instead, they just kept on battling.
You guys, your first two drives, you run off about 14 minutes, go about 13 plays both times, and really the ground game was pretty good for you, and that really opened up a lot of options in the passing game the rest of the way.
It did. I wish we would have blocked a little bit better on the passing game, but, you can't really argue with a W right here.
Yeah.
We'll go back to the film and kind of see where we messed up and kind of see, what's going on for sure. But, the kids played a lot of heart. We had a lot of kids banged up, and, across the line right there with, Cooper and Keegan and, Warren's been fighting, some stuff, in the backfield. We've had some guys kind of banged up a little bit. Martin Goff, hurt that shoulder early, so... A lot of kids just played on heart and pride today.
Once again, Scott City Beaver coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game after the 21-4-21 victory over Phillipsburg. And this is a team with a lot of big play capabilities, and they showed it a couple of times. But somehow you guys found a way, designed some blitzes on defense, got Gentleman out of the pocket, and he threw some big picks there toward the end of the ball game.
Yeah, I think we kind of gave up on the big run right after halftime. We didn't finish our rotation with the secondary as far as, had the rotation on the pitch back, but we didn't get the rotation to the middle, and then he broke it out. I think they just kind of lost him in that pile. Then, of course, and he took off, and, had the one really good drive in the first half where they just, about five plays, about 85 yards hit, did a number on us. But, overall, the, kids did pretty well.
And you get the victory, 10 win of the year, 10-1 on the year, and I believe it's the sixth straight year Scott City has won 10 games in a season. And for the seventh time in the last 8 years, the Beavers are headed to the third round of the playoffs. It's either going to be at Conway or it's going to be at home against Kingman. That game to kick off at 6 o'clock. And, well, what do you do now? It's a tough stretch, 3 games in 9 days, and you guys survive it once again.
Yeah, we'll go helmets and shorts on Monday and try to, heal up a little bit. And I don't know if, what with Paco, his is kind of week by week and kind of see if we can get him back. And I don't know. I mean, right now we'll plan on him not playing, but we sure want him to come out there because he's been such a big key to our our team. With the other kids, hopefully a couple of days off, but without any pounding on each other, we'll cheer them up a little bit. You need about a full day or so just to get used to their sets as far as on the defense anyway. So we got lots of time to kind of look at it. I mean, the good thing is we've played Conway Springs recently. The bad thing is if you go to Conway Springs, you got to go all the way back down if that's who you're playing.
All right. Well, a win is a win. Survive in advance, and into the third round we go next week. And, Coach, appreciate you stopping by again, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.